Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As I speak to you from Atzeit Kadesha, from the only place to be, Yerushalayim Ir HaKadesh, I just came back from the Kavura and the Nichum Avelim for Rebbetzin Shiner, the wife of Rav Reuven Shiner. As a matter of fact, I ran from the Nichum Avelim to be able to give the shir. But I want to tell you, she had a tremendous Avas Eretz Yisrael. And her husband couldn't afford to take them to Eretz Yisrael all the time. And that's why he started a camp here in Eretz Yisrael, as you will remember. They used to come every summer. After a while, you get too old for a camp. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his son a few dollars that he should be able to have them come here whenever they want. So that's the key to Hatzlacha. Avas Eretz Yisrael, Avas HaTorah has to go with it, but a tremendous Avas Eretz Yisrael. People have the right Ava when they come here. It says that the land Peseach es Eitzrei Seha, it opens its Eitzer. Now Yeshua and Davkuf Yer Aleph in the Sugyeng Subis about Israel says, Israel doesn't help everybody. Depends why you're coming. If you're coming for Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you have to come. Let's talk a little about Parshat Ekev. Between Shlishi and Revi, we have the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel after the Egel. So we're taught that for 40 days Moshe went up to Har Sinai and received the first luchos, came down and broke them. For 40 days he went back up and davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kapara. And then the third 40 days, the 120 days altogether, he went back up and was Makabel Luchos Shniyos. And this is the general understanding of what took place. There was a problem with the numbers, calculating all the numbers of the days. Doesn't really work out precisely, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to be down for at least one day to break the Luchos. It's a problem with the calculation. But anyway, this is the way Rashi and the Ramban learn. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for three cycles of 40 days. The Gaon, the Gra, disagrees. And the Gra doesn't just argue with Rishonim, he bases it on an Avister, rather Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, he says, no, the middle 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was down among Klal Yisrael. He was getting Klal Yisrael to do a proper tshuva. Klal Yisrael was big. He went to different shvatim every day. And he went to get them to do the proper tshuva for what they had done. If you want to see the Shita Sagra, learn the Hamikdavah, the Netziv, goes with the Gra Shita and explains the Machlaikis in this week's Parsha, and more elaborately back in Parsha's Kisisa. So there we have two opinions about the middle 30 days. Rashi and the Ramban say that the middle 30 days, the middle 40 days, the middle 40 days were up a house. And the Gaon says that that's not the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. No, it says not that way. He says that Sakeret, that it was on Moshe Rabbeinu was among the people. The Pesukim fit better that way. The calculation fit better that way. And that's why the Gra embraces this Shita. Question is, of course, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for the middle 40 days. Hayomim, it says in this week's parasha, it says that the middle 40 days is Arbon Yom HaShavis Napolti. The middle days that I daven. So let me tell you the Netziv's teretz. It's a bigger side. Netziv is another kash. It says we learn from this week's parsha that before you daven, you're supposed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before a bakasha, you're supposed to start with Shvach Vahidah. That's what we do in Shmoneh Esrei. The first three brachas are Shvach Vahidah. Frecht the Netziv. What about Yechad Moshe Sreya Hashem? When Moshe Rabbeinu died after the ego, it doesn't say he said praise. Or in this week's parasha, we have between Shlishi and Revi, we have Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. He didn't start with praise. What's going on? We learn that from one time that he davened, that he did daven with praise. He said, okay, I'll go give another round. We do that, but other times he didn't. And with the Netziv, what he himself calls a big yisoid in Tanakh, that the tefillahs are said in the Shemoneh Esrei. For a tefillah, the ideal way for a tefillah to work is in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei. Yidam Shmeina Esrei, and in the Shmeina Esrei, you add Ve'echal Ma'isha B'nei, what's Ve'echal Ma'isha? Yidam Shmeina Esrei, and then stuck in a Bakasha for Kapara. That's the ideal tzilla. If you go to Kevar Rochel and you want to daven, it's a fine thing to go to Kevar Rochel and say Tehillim, no question. However, if you ought to do a tzilla that has the best opportunity to be miskabel, go to Kevar Rochel and daven mincha there. They have, or daven shachas amar there. There are minchas by the beginning of mincha gedayla, and you daven shmei nesrei. In the shmei nesrei, you ate your bakashas. That's the best way for a tzilla to be. This isn't a tziv yisai. And the idea that the yisai doesn't depend, Rashi and Ramban don't argue with the yisai. But this comes out, this tziv comes out of the tzilla, comes out of the Shita Sagra. It's an interesting thing to follow in this week's parasha, and then tziv himself refers you back to Parashas Kisisa, and it's fascinating. The two shittas about Moshe Rabbeinu, where he was those 40 days. Let's move on to a second thought. Early in the parasha, it describes Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel. Its stones are iron. So now in the Sefer Tainis Dav Dalet Darshan, Kol Tamachachem She'enei Kashik HaBarzel, Enei Tamachachem. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Avoneh HaBarzel means it's Tamid HaChamim HaBarzel, they're tough. The Niyachai are tough, they're more tough. In America, we're weak. People ask a Shaila, and we tell them in most places, Gemaser, and say, but is there someone to rely on? Maybe, could be. I remember someone once came to me on Shabbos, and he asked me a Shaila. I pulled out a Mishnah Berurah, I looked, and it says, Yesh Lohako B'Shas HaTchak. He said, Oh, Baruch Hashem. Ayy, Baruch Hashem. Yesh Lohako B'Shas HaTchak. In Eretz Yisrael, when it says Yesh Lohako B'Shas HaTchak, they're not Makel. Eretz Hashem, and now Barzel, they're tough here. In the time of the Korah, Ruchan Kanievsky brings a question that he asked that his father answered. He asked the question. It says that in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hashem, the Tami de Chachamim, Akasha Kabarzel, Eretz Hashem, and now Barzel, there are other Gemaras that indicate Tami de Chachamim or Eretz Yisrael are gentle. Sanhedrin Chav Dalet. Tamid Chacham Shabbat Yisrael, Meichim Zel Zeh Bahalacha. They're more gentle in Eretz Yisrael. When the Darim Chav Gimel, V'nosan Hashem L'cha Sham Lev Ragos, Sham will give you a heart that's ragos, that's quick to anger. The Bubble Ksiv, that's not Eretz Yisrael. So he asked his father, which one is it? Which way is it? So his father answered, that Tamid Chachamim Shabbat Eretz Yisrael are tough. They're tough. They're strong. They're powerful in their keeping of Torah. But anger, it's not a different story, anger. You ever saw how an Israeli puts his thumb and his first two fingers together and shakes it at you? So in America, that's very offensive. Here, it's tough, but not offensive. He doesn't mean anything personal. He's not angry at you. He's asking you to wait a minute in a tough way. That's a marshal. The mashal of that is here in Eretz Yisrael. In Mesechtas Chagiga, the Mesechta begins. Hakol Chayavim Beria. Everyone's chayav to go up to the Beis Hamikdash for the Shalosh Regalim. Hakol Chayavim Beria. There are two pshatim. Rashi says Hakol Chayavim Beria means to be seen. We aspon him. The first Taisus of Chagiga argues. He says no. You need a ria. You have to bring a carbon. Hakol Chayavim Beria means to come and bring a carbon. You don't come empty handed. So Kachem and Beria, Rashi says, is Riaspanim. And Taisus says, is coming with the carbon. There are two ways to come to be El Rego. To be seen, and to come with the carbon. The same thing in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Pei, El Varm Shem of Shia, Pei Bikurim V'Harayayin. What is Rayayin? That's Ria, that's being seen in the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? So on Dav Zayin in Chagiga, is a Machlaikis. Does it mean Riaspanim? Should be seen? Eilai Shir, you can come once, you can come many times. What does it mean? The carbon. The carbon ain't like share. You know, there's no share to the price of the carbon, may I tell you. So what we learn here is there are two ways to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. Ria spanim, and ria with a carbon. This comes to mind because there are two types of ria spanim here in Eretz Yisrael as well. There are people who come here and they're bringing carbon. They're being makriv. They want to, either they sacrifice to come. or today where people don't sacrifice to come, but they come with an offering to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're going to work on something. They're going to try to be Mitzuyanim while they're in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to try to not miss Kavan and Shemayin Esrei. While they're here, they're going to try to be Mahadir in the mitzvahs that they do. They come with a carbon. Other people, we ask about them, they come in their seat. In the earlier centuries, when it was difficult to travel to Eretz Yisrael, people traveled on rickety boats, and people traveled across desert land. Believe me, they thought about that it's a carbon, it's a hakrava, it's a sacrifice. They weren't going to Eretz Yisrael just to relax. They were going to Eretz Yisrael to have aliyah, to be raised. Today, Baruch Hashem, we go easily, but we need to come the right way, to come and offer up a sacrifice, offer up something to the Ribbono Shel Olam, some anhaga in learning, anhaga in davening. I'm now in the Nuah Sameach Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash was dug down into the stone of Yerushalayim, beautiful Beis Medrash. There's no suffering reception down there. Wonderful, what a carbon to bring off the cell phone. The whole day is always going to keep it on. It's just searching for service and then losing its power. Wonderful. You have to come to Eretz Yisrael. You have to come and be willing to offer some type of sacrifice. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, they inspect your pockets. They inspect your hand luggage. Jack will come. They're going to inspect your hand luggage. They're going to see what luggage you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. What are you carrying? You're going to get on the plane with hand luggage, with some type of a Kindle, with some type of cartoon to watch, or a secular book to read. They're going to send you home. You're going to get on with svarim in your hand luggage, with things that are meaningful in your hand luggage. Maybe with a recording of a beautiful Navi Shir that talks about Eretz Yisrael, and an earphone to listen to it. They'll let you on. You think they'll let you on if you go on the wrong with the wrong things in your handbag? Of course not. Of course not. Soon it's going to be Sukkos. Is a Ribbono Shel Olam that's printed in the Mavzayim. You go into the Sukkah. It says, "B'schus seisi mi beisi achutza." In the Sukkah that I went out of my house and I came into the Sukkah, I should be zaycha to whatever it says. It's important to understand. It doesn't say just B'schus I went into the Sukkah. B'schus seisi mi beisi achutza. The Sukkah that I leave my house behind. I left certain things behind. And I'm going into the Sukkah. That is a schus. You take all of your nourish chitin from the house, and you with that you go into the sukkah. All of the silliness that you take, all the containers that you have, you take that with you into the sukkah. So that's not the schus. The same thing, you come there, it's yourself, the schus, see me, basi achuta. The schus that you leave the garbage behind. Leave it behind, you can do without it for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. And you'll see, you'll have aliyah. It has to be Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel. It doesn't mean that you're a kaisen. It doesn't mean you're a razon. It means that you're tough. You want to do things the right way. That's what you offer up when you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's what you're makriv to Eretz Yisrael. All of the seisi mi beisi achutza, all the housings, you get rid of it. Before I sign off, I want to tell you a struggle. I might have mentioned it last summer or previous summers. Here we duchen. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. We have Birchas Kayanim here every day by Shachar. It always strikes me. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I need Birchas Kayanim every day. You're in Chutzlar. I see Birchas Kayanim every day. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, part of the brachas, we have Birchas Kayanim. I'm a Levi, which I may have mentioned once in a while. And in order to wash the hands of the Kayanim, I have to leave the Beis Medrash and go to the sinks. Now, when I do it on Yom Tov, I do it. Here, if I go out and wash Kainim's hands, I miss a few amens of Chazaras Hashatz. Is it really worth it for me to go out and wash Kainim's hands and miss amens? In Chutzlar, it's Yom Tov. There's a long little bracha. You don't miss any amens. Here, I'm really not sure what to do. Is there another Levi'im? Do they need one more lady to wash the Kainim's hands? I'm not sure. I leave that as a question. Maybe it's an appropriate question for this week's parasha. Where we learn Kol HaMitzvah Asher Nechi Mitzvah Ve'eschan HaYayim. Rashi says HaMaschal B'Mitzvah Imalei Gemari. I'm in the middle of one mitzvah. Don't leave it and go do another one. Maybe. At any rate, I am blessed to be here in the Holy Land, Baruch Hashem. For the better or the worse, next Thursday evening, which is Thursday afternoon your time, I will be going to the airport and going back to Chutz La'aretz. I'm hoping to take a little bit of, or as much as I can, of Eretz Yisrael with me, but I will not be able to make this call at this time. If you want, take this time and go to Or Sameach's website. On Wednesday night, I do plan, Bezus Hashem, to speak to the Bachram here in Or Sameach. It should be a shir posted, shir 24 hours before I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's hard, very, very hard. At any rate, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. If you hurry up, you can still make it to Eretz Yisrael for this Shabbos. If you do, hurry to the airport now and find an empty seat. Be at the Kotel for the second Shabbos morning. You can join me with some of the Talmidim here from our Sameach and some of the young men who grew up in our shul, davening the second at the Kotel and having a Suda Shabbos at 8 a.m. Love to see you there. But you got to go right away to the airport because you have to get on a flight early enough to make it here before Shabbos. Guten Shabbos to one and all.